What's up, y'all? It's your boy Matt Gard from Alkaline Herbs and Recipes. Tonight we're gonna go over a few alkaline herbs. Right now we're gonna start with sage. Sage is also known as sage officinalis. Has numerous common names. Some of the best known are sage, common sage, garden sage, golden sage, white sage, true sage, culinary sage, and Dalmatian sage. Cultivated forms include purple and red sage. Some of the benefits of sage: and it clears negative energy from the smudging. It contains over 160 distinct polyphenols, which act as antioxidants. It boosts memory, cognition, treats inflammation, improves bone health. One of the things I like to do with sage is take some warm spring water, take some sage leaves, let it sit for maybe 2 to 3 hours, take those leaves out, then strain my mouth with that. It acts as a natural mouthwash. Helps with the gums, gets rid of gingivitis and many other dental problems. Another great herb is Herba de Sapo. Okay, it's a perennial plant. Okay, some of the benefits of Sapo: it helps with proctitis or whooping cough and urinary tract infections. It acts great for STDs. It's a wonderful aphrodisiac. It treats fevers, burns, and it's great for astronomical problems. Another herb that I like, which is real good, real high in iron, sarsaparilla. You always want to get wildcrafted Mexican sarsaparilla. It's a perennial training vine with prickly stems that's native to Mexico and Central America. Common names include sarsaparilla, Honduran sarsaparilla, and Jamaican sarsaparilla. Those are like the best. Sarsaparilla is all wild crafted though. Okay, some of the benefits: it definitely increases sexual desires. The saponins found in sarsaparilla increases and helps in the absorption of the herbs. It increases blood flow to the genitalia. It increases the iron in the body, increases oxygen in the veins, and acts as an anti-inflammatory for arthritis. I like to use that herb with a different high tandem of other iron herbs, such as yellow dot, stinging nettle, elderberry, and a few iron herbs for a nice high concentrate of a bioferro herb, which is great for cleansing and nourishing the blood. That always works great. Another herb that you would want to use for cleansing the gut: it helps with the chelation, maybe with the black walnut hull. And some other herbs is a rhubarb root. Okay, now some of the benefits: it fights neurological damage to the brain and boosts digestion health. It fights with constipation. It boosts brain health and cleanses the gut. So like I said, when you mix that with one part of this rhubarb root, one part maybe of a pedrosia herb, and one part of a black walnut herb, and maybe some casca sagrada, you begin to have a nice chelate, which is great for cleansing the gut. Okay, like I just said, pedrosia or bricolalia is an herb which has historically been used in Mexico and Native American herbal traditions for generations. The benefits of the pedrosia herb or bricolalia: it breaks down small gallstones, so it's great for the liver. Okay, it's great for the kidneys. It acts as a blood purifier. It detoxes the liver. It relieves arthritis. It fights type 2 insulin-resistant diabetes and aids in fighting cataracts. So basically, the pedrosia herb can be used in many different ways in order to fight many different things. So pedrosia, when used in tandem with maybe a dandelion, a chamomile, a hydrangea root, those will work good for breaking down things in the gallstones. Okay, for blood purifier, if you mix it with other iron herbs, it's going to be good for purifying the blood. And like I said before, detoxing the liver with the hydrangea root, the nopal, the red clovers and everything, those work good on detoxing the liver. Okay, for the type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, so you would want to mix that with some nopal, okay, maybe a high high mineral, a little bit of sea moss and bladderwrack, just a little bit for the mineral content. Some Iraqi herb, some cedar bark and some balsam wood and some wild yam for the beginnings of a nice heavy diabetic tonic or capsule form, which would be good in breaking down and eliminating the insulin, thus cleansing the pancreas and getting rid of all the diabetic infections, which is basically blocking out and causing the defect in the liver production in the insulin, the insulin production in the liver. Okay, speaking of which, we're talking about Nopal. You know, Nopal's word for Nepali for the pads of the plant is a common name of Spanish, okay, for the Optatuna, being approximately 114 known species, okay, native to Mexico. The benefits of Nopal, like I said, it regulates the blood sugar. It's just going to go in and cleanse the pancreas out. It heals wounds. It's great for eczema, okay, it fights cholesterol, has many antioxidants. It acts as an anti-inflammatory. It can be used to energize the body when fasting. So you can take the plant, break it open, use some of the sap, put it on your face. It's going to act as an inflammatory, heal wounds. You're going to take the plant. You can eat the cactus apples. Those are great for regulating diabetes. Now you're going to go to your local Mexican market or wherever. Like I say, you're going to take the Nopalish, go to the man in the back and say, "Yo, amigo, I'm diabetical." He's going to cut the Nopal pads up into small chunks. You begin to take those home. You can make sopa de nopales, which is a soap that's good for regulating diabetes. Or you can begin to take those Nopal small chunks, but then with some spring water, burro bananas, or maybe a little bit of agave, some mangoes, and begin to drink that 2 to 3 times a day. And believe it or not, that's going to begin to regulate your blood insulin levels and your diabetes and cleanse the pancreas out. I promise you that. As long as you change your diet, no processed foods, plenty of spring water, no sugars or dairy products, you'll be good. Another herb that's great for iron is the nettle or urtica dioica, often called stinging nettle, okay, or nettle leaf. Okay, the benefits of nettle, it's great. It's high in iron. It lowers the blood pressure. It lowers, fights infections. It fights cholesterol. It helps with the stomach line. It heals the stomach line. It treats inflamed prostates. So it's one of the herbs I would use and have used for different type of testo boosts in men and testo cleansing in females too, you know what I mean, to reduce, not testo cleaning in females, but uterine cleansing in females, where you would begin to use this herb with maybe like a red clover, hydrangea root, strong back herb, and different tandem of herbs, and these herbs begin to break down the fibroids in the female along with in the male. If you were going to use this along with your hemby root, some strong back herb, some wild yam, some stinging nettle, some sarsaparilla, and a few other herbs, these things begin to break down and fight the inflammation in the male reproductive area. So these are some of the wonderful, great benefits of herbs that are out there. And one thing about the alkaline diet, a majority of the herbs in the alkaline diet are native to the Americas. So y'all be blessed. Take that information in. Begin to look at the herbs. Research them. Always look for wildcrafted herbs. If you're looking for products, products can always be got at www.alkalineherbsandrecipes.com. That's www.alkalineherbsandrecipes.com. You can go to my Instagram at alkalineherbsandrecipes.com. Y'all be blessed. Yaman. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Mac Art from Alkaline Herbs and Recipes. I'm sure you're well aware of what's going on in this crazy world with that thing we call Stupid 19. It's like the flu is just like non-existent no more in this world. However, with the advent of the thing we call stupid 19, here are just a few tips that will help you combat stupid 19 in any way, form, or fashion, whether if it's from a preventative standpoint, meaning your system, your immune system will be so boosted and will be in an alkaline range of 7.0 to 7.3, meaning your body's pH balance, that no disease or virus would be able to even exist in the body in the first place. However, in the advent, if you're one of those people who happens to catch stupid 19, these are some of the following things you can do. You could take herbs such as guaco, sarsaparilla, cloves, elderberries, mullein, gordo de lobo, dandelion, burdock root. Mix those together and begin to drink those every day. Okay? With this, virus hates is iron, iron phate and iron phosphates, okay? Because of the HIV component, stupid 19 hates natural plant iron. HIV hates natural plant iron, okay? Now there's the SARS component, which affects the mucus and comes down after the 14th day. Now that's where the mullein, the gordo lobo, and all the other herbs come in. These act as demucilants and they suck the mucus out of the body. So if you're already taking these herbs, you're eating your fruits and vegetables, you're limiting or you stopped your processed foods, sugars, meat, and dairy products, and you've been boosting your immune system, drinking a gallon of water every day, having and continuing good hygiene, you're relatively in a safe zone, upper tier of health. So now, if a person again does catch this or get this virus, the herbs you can use are herbs such as elderberry, burdock root, gordo lobo, mullein tea, sarsaparilla, guaco herb, dandelion, burdock root, and a host of other contingent herbs that will begin to keep the body in a high state of alkalinity. Okay? You can use herbs such as colchicum, chaparral bark too. Okay? So what I found when dealing with stupid 19, out of a lot of people who I've been dealing with this with, I've seen that there is a heavy parasite presence with the stupid 19. Meaning, more than one person have sent me pictures after I've given them the stupid 19 treatment of parasites coming out their poop within one day. Now, I don't know if this is something that they're eating or is this something that this virus is bringing on. I do not know. I just know I've seen this in more than three people, okay? All within a week's time, all using the same regimen, which was Life Tonic, drinking one whole bottle and then 3 1-ounce shots a day, and using 6 capsules of BioPhero every day from my website. When I saw them do that, I was like, whoa, we have something here, okay? So then, when I went back and asked other people who I treated before, They said, yes, they had the same thing happen to them. So I've begun to, in my studies, take this as some commonality that's going on with this virus. You can take that for what it is or what it's worth. I do not know. However, I've given you some tips right now and some treatments that can help you with stupid 19. You guys be blessed. Yaman. Yeah,